Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. 8 o'clock hour here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance and Kel here with you at 713-780-3776. All systems go as the Astros take on the Detroit Tigers, 1:30 ABC TV, Channel 13. That's where you will watch it at 1:30 today. We got a bunch of calls on the line. Dell, who's first? Chris from the Woodlands is up first. Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how are you guys? Love the show. Hey, Laramie Tunsil, what he kind of reminds me of is, like, just if you can imagine, like a Hall of Fame radio host that kind of gets to come and go when he pleases, might act up at the holiday party, might drink on the job, but never really gets in trouble, never gets held accountable. So, or make rude comments, maybe some racially charged comments. Kind of what Laramie Tunsil reminds me of. Just really somebody kind of gets to come and go as they please and never have any accountability. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Huh. Del, that's interesting. I'd never thought about that. It does.
Doesn't sound like anybody I know.
Yeah, but it does sound like.
Sounds like someone Chris knows, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting
comparison. Is that striking a chord with you, Lance?
That's an interesting comparison. I hadn't thought about that, but I guess there are a lot of parallels.
And would he throw a temper tantrum if someone tried to hold him accountable?
Be a lot of parallels.
If it's in reference to me, I'm the C.J. Stroud of the station. Not the Laramie Tunsil.
Well,
come and go as you please.
Say what you will, but
do what you want.
No one mentioned your name, so you seem a little defensive.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Who mentioned you? He could have been talking about.
There's only two Hall of Famers, and
maybe he's talking about Seth Payne. Well, he didn't say Hall of Famer.
He didn't even say this show.
He said Hall of Famer.
But he didn't say this show.
But he didn't say this show.
Perhaps he was talking about
what Hall of Famers are there in this
city?
Entire market?
There's a lot of Hall of Famers.
No,
isn't John Lopez a Hall of Famer?
Funky Larry Jones from Magic 102.
Yeah, there are plenty of Hall of Famers in this market. I know
you.
I know you think you're the only one, but there are plenty. And he might not have been talking about you.
Well, good. He better not be talking about me.
Because you seem defensive about it.
No, I'm not.
Come and go as they wish. Maybe act a little certain way at holiday parties.
I mean, it does seem like it's a
targeted. It does seem like there's an accountability issue.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Let's move along.
Who's trying to hold him? No one's trying to hold him accountable. Because they know it's not. There's no point.
Really, he really said some things there.
Yeah, I mean,
he really made some points.
And John's a little drippy too. We see the Gucci.
Am I?
Who's got drippier shoes, John or Laramie Tunsil?
Yeah.
Am I Gow's boss? No.
Have you? Well,
I mean,
no. Maybe Todd's.
I mean.
Do you ever get
in
trouble?
They see value in you, and so you can do whatever you want. Yeah.
Laramie doesn't get in trouble. Do you get in trouble?
I don't ever get
in trouble.
No. I don't know.
Then maybe you are the boss of everyone.
I don't care.
Maybe you are Gal's
boss. And you don't care, much like Laramie Tunsil would care.
And I don't care. Just got worse.
I mean, the comparisons are kind of apt.
Chris just said, you got to sit this one out, sis.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
Who's next, Del?
Let's go to Julian.
Well, hopefully this will be a better call.
Julian, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. I want to touch on a few things. I didn't get to call yesterday. I was a little busy. 49ers had a nice little game. And, of course, somebody got hurt, Fred Warner. Clearly the defensive player of the year this year so far. Then I want to touch on what you talked about, Titus Howard being influenced by Tunsil. I think the mistake was giving him that big contract. I know Lance is a huge fan of that contract. And I think because he has that huge contract and Tunsil has that huge contract, he probably feels a certain type of way about the offensive line. But Titus Howard is not good. Like, I didn't think he was good as a – obviously, he wasn't good as a guard. I didn't understand the big contract whatsoever. Didn't even make the guy earn it. It was more like, hey, we're going to move you back to tackle, so here's your money. And then third, am I the only one that saw that Monday Night Football broadcasters probably talked about Dakeem Bates for, like, I don't know, a tenth of the time? They talked about Pete Rose the whole first half. And it was like Dakeem Bates, oh, yeah, by the way, yeah, him too. But anyways, back to Charlie Hustle. Have a good day.
Well, we did the same thing. Basically, you're leading with a guy who played in baseball for 20 years and has a record. Let's face it, baseball records are – there's a romanticism and a deep-rooted history with baseball records, and he's got one of the most vaunted records that you can have in baseball. You know, the most hits ever by a long, long stretch. He was banned from Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame. And there's a lot going on with Pete Rose, a lot more than – Dikembe was a great shot blocker. You got great history with him. He was one of the Georgetown big men with Patrick Ewing.
He did something historic, the first 8-1 upset.
First 8-1 upset.
Iconic photo or video of him holding that basketball.
With the Nuggets.
Yeah.
He was a great Rocket. Played way better than I expected with the Rockets when he was here. I don't know about great Rocket, but he was good. He was an effective player. We probably should get Van Gundy on. He was part of Van Gundy's Rockets, right, John?
Yeah, Van Gundy's here in L.A. now, though. And so I don't know.
What's he doing here in L.A.? I thought he
works for the Clippers.
Oh, that's right. He left the Celtics and went Clippers. Yeah. Dude, he's Van Gundy. He'll be up.
No. You can't call Van Gundy in L.A. I'm the only person in L.A. up right now. That's it. Okay.
Yeah, there's a phrase called money never sleeps, but apparently it dozes off in L.A.
And by the way, Aiden Hutchinson's the defensive player of the year, so let's move along. All right, Julian.
What did Julian say?
He said Warner was the unquestioned defensive player of the year right now.
No, Aiden's the leader right now. And man, that's going to go down. Historically bad takes were on Twitter. Aiden Hutchinson, did you ever see the post where everyone decided Aiden Hutchinson couldn't play because he got pancaked by a pulling guard against Georgia? And everyone acted like this one play determined that Aiden Hutchinson was overrated and couldn't play. This guy is a killer. Aiden Hutchinson is good.
I will say, Fred Warner, through, four games now, has 3 forced fumbles and 2 picks, which he's putting up the counting stats. Now, he's not going to get sacks because he's not a defensive end, but he is – well, we know he's great, and he's making impactful plays from a middle linebacker positions, but he's not going to
– Fred Warner's terrific.
Yeah.
Can cover guys out of the backfield. Fred Warner's – I wish we had a Fred Warner.
You have Azeez Ashaer.
No.
Azeez has played a lot.
He's
a
height.
He's a height.
I can't wait to get Chris. Although, the only problem with Christian Harris, did you see the comments from D'Amico? He was asked about Christian Harris, said, nope, he's not ready yet. Because they said he's going to practice this week because 4 weeks are up. He's able to come back.
Some IR guys are returning to practice.
And it's not him. He's not ready. His journey, D'Amico said something like, he's not on that journey yet.
He's not on the.
So it'll be 5 weeks minimum that he misses, and maybe more than that. And if I find out he has a bone bruise, then I'll know it's a fracture.
Well, are we holding the Texans to the same thing we hold the Astros to?
If Dana Brown comes out today and says some really positive news, we've got, you know, Jordan is going to make the playoff roster. We just don't know if he'll be able to play. But also, them boys on Kirby, apparently – you know, we've heard that it's just a bone bruise for Christian Harris and some discomfort. So he should be back. He should be fine.
The worst things in Astros 2024, discomfort and bone bruises.
Oh, yep. No.
A disaster is about to happen.
Oh, my God. Discomfort in the neck. Oh, it'll keep you out for 7 months.
It ruined his whole season.
We led the league in neck injuries. This year, neck discomfort.
I want to point out, because you can't see it, John, but people can sense the trend of the calls. All this hype for the Astros, and not one person. We got a full board.
Yeah.
Not one person is calling in about the Astros. What's the deal?
We got to play All Systems Go again.
We've got a pretty, but you know, we've got diverse. A pretty diverse topic group.
Yeah, right. Yeah, none all right, we'll do it on the other side. We'll do it on the other side. We'll get your calls in 713-780-3776. Right now, we got Chastain Ford to talk about. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the Chastain family. I want to talk about over 80 years in the car market here in the city of Houston. Are you kidding me? That is just ridiculous. How do you stay in business as a family for over 80 years? Because you do it right. It's passed down from generation to generation to generation. Joe passed it on to Patrick now, and Patrick is doing it the same way, with giving you the best in quality service you could possibly get, giving you, I think, the best product that you could get with the Ford. The F-150 is fantastic. And all of the Ford vehicles, it's just tremendous. But caring about the customer, caring about making sure that you get the best deal that you possibly can, making sure that your Ford car or truck is perfect for you, not that it's the one that they want to sell you. And right now, $5,000 off all in-stock Broncos, $10,000 off the Bronco Raptor in stock, $10,000 off the Heritage Bronco Limited Edition, and up to $12,000 off on Ford F-150s. They're just doing it right. They always do. And if you're looking for the best way to get into that Ford car or truck, these people are going to do it right. I'm telling you, I put my money where my mouth is. I bought four cars from them already, and my next one will be from them too. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. You get your Ford in this city, you get it from Chastain Ford.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. We got a full board. Everybody wants to get in here. It's Astros Day, baby, and nobody wants to talk about the Astros. 713-780-3776. D, this is, I think, his second or third tour of duty, so let's get D in here first. What do you say, D?
Hey, what's up? I really just wanted to call in, see if I was going to talk about how dog water Levis is for the Titans.
Yep.
Yeah, I just want to. And then there's a, I don't know, Jeremy something. Jeremy, he has the Bad Tech Boulevard, right?
Branham, yes, he
if
does.
I'm thinking about the right person?
Yes, you're right.
Okay, he needs to be on Bad Tech Boulevard every week until Levis is better, because that was trash. He said pick Levis over Stroud. Come
he
on now.
He just kept
I ain't got to listen.
He kept doing, you know, it's one thing just to miss on a guy. That's no big deal. We all have opinions of miss. Jeremy was relentless in his will. I would be watching players on tape. I got my little controller in my hands. I'm watching. And he would just walk by the office and say, Will Levis. He just would continue to say Will Levis after I'd seen Levis already and knew that he was, as D said, dog water. Or I don't know if that's he hot plays, dog water or dog water. But
either way, it's not tasty.
Neither doesn't sound great.
Yeah, he played. Yeah, yesterday, the Titans were much better off. Now they're playing an opponent who had no ability to score. But so Mason Rudolph came in. Oh, this won't be a disaster. They'll just run the ball, and Mason Rudolph won't make any mistakes. Will Levis, that throw to the dropping defensive end was one of the worst decisions I've seen. Except it wasn't a decision because he came to the sideline and he mouthed, I didn't see him. I did not see him, but you threw it right at him.
Will Levis has had some of the worst turnovers, collection of turnovers in four games that's been known to mankind. I mean, I'm going back. Like, Caitlin Clark had some better passes in her seven turnover games that she has. You've had turnovers that are so egregious for Will Levis that there's no way that they don't realize they have a better chance of winning with his backup. There's no way. The Titans know, just like the Carolina Panthers know, Will Levis is in the same category as Bryce Young. The team knows they've got a better chance of winning with the backup. Speaking of Mason Rudolph, did you see the Twitter? You may have seen this, Dell. A Miami Dolphins fan was there with his girlfriend. Did you see this, John, where the girlfriend shows that in her direct messages was Mason Rudolph was in her direct message. He sent her something in her direct messages. And she showed it to the camera, and the boyfriend said, I can't believe this. I got Mason Rudolph, one of my girlfriends. I'm here watching the game. We can't score at all. He's a Dolphin. He goes, you know what? And he can have you. I don't even care. I'd rather have a Dolphins win. She goes, what? He goes, I'd rather have the Dolphins win. If you like, he was really salty that There was a guy, the Mason Rudolph, was in her direct messages. But that's probably not a great look for Mason Rudolph, though.
Well, if he's not married, who cares?
I think he should, is, though.
Well, then that's a problem for him. But, fellas, I don't. Depending on what your girl looks like, you always are going to have to combat an athlete haphazardly just sliding in.
Yeah.
It's always going to be a thing.
How do they find them, though? How does that athlete just find some girl
the
randomly?
The algorithm, I don't know. I don't know why
Mason. And the algorithm found all those masseuses for Deshaun?
I don't know all about that.
No, Insta.
Well, that's the algorithm. Insta. Yeah. The girl will pop
up on
your.
How does he find those girls?
Well, if he's looking for, if he just types in massages. Then
by the way, none of them were. No.
No, they were not massage therapists.
First of all, none of them were massage therapists.
I'm not sure how he found them, but maybe friend of a friend, that
girls,
type of thing.
That's all.
But yeah.
You think it's hard to find girls,
guys,
on Instagram?
No matter.
Random girls, Dolphins fans?
If you are of a certain age, your girl, depending on what she looks like, will have athletes in her DMs, and she may tell you,
damn,
or she may not.
Bella,
that's
you're
how
making
it is.
Guys all paranoid now.
It's true. Yeah. It's how it is. Athletes are athletes. I'm like, hey, this girl's cute. Let me just
he is not married.
Send her a message. Well, then, good for him.
Good for him.
This is how it is.
That's how he should be, then. Go after that.
So you think Abigail has...
Go after that is what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, shoot your shot.
Do you think...
Well,
maybe
see if she's in a relationship or not, whatever.
Hold on. Do you think that Abigail is going to have athletes in her or fan?
She already has creeps in her...
Well, he's talking about athletes.
Athletes. Do you think athletes are going to fly into her or Sam's?
Slide.
Yeah.
He's talking about
I say fly, whatever.
Well, you know what?
Do you think they're going to be in their DMs?
Well, I'm going to ask that question tomorrow because she's producing my show because Sean is moving. So we'll have an answer to that tomorrow.
Where's Sean moving to?
To a new apartment.
Oh, nice. What's the address?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't care.
Okay.
Next call.
Why do you care?
Who's next
he
up,
doesn't.
Bill?
He wants me to slip up and give the address. What am I, an idiot? What are you talking about here? Let's go. Let's go to Dave. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to say real quick about the Pete Rose thing. I get so upset with Major League Baseball. And if I was his family, if they tried to come back and posthumously and put him in the Hall of Fame,
right,
I would decline it. Because it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Someone, and watch this here. He got a lifetime ban. There are people who have murdered people who've been out since they were put in. And this man can't get in the Hall of Fame. And he got records that would never be touched. It's just stupid. But I hang up with it.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about if his death opens the door for them to put him in the Hall of Fame. And then I started thinking, John, that is the most disrespectful thing in the world. It's almost more disrespectful to put him in after he dies. Like, we just wanted to make sure you couldn't enjoy this. We wanted to make sure you couldn't have any enjoyment over your... And I get... But maybe having a 20-year ban or a 25-year ban, just like, I mean, he just... Dave said that. He said the quiet part out loud. Murderers get off after a certain time, but Pete Rose doesn't?
Yeah, I if I was his family, I would want him in. I wouldn't say that.
I would too.
Say yes. He's got to be in the Hall of Fame. And you know what? It now in a league that promotes gambling during the game, they give the odds of
But not for coaches gambling on baseball.
No, I understand.
Never.
I get it. He made a mistake. He made a bad mistake. There's never been any evidence that he changed the outcome of games, that he bet against his own team. But, he used inside information to try, and he was bad at it. He was a terrible gambler.
You could have put him in the Hall of Fame and then banned him from being there. You could have done other things. You could have put a 20-year ban or a 25-year ban. You could have banned him from any events at Major League Baseball, but still put him in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the more, you're right. It's really, Dave's right too. It's so egregious now. If you put him in now posthumously, it is just such an F you to Pete Rose. Like, we just want to wait until you died before we put you in to make sure you got no joy out of this. It's a shame that that guy who has all these records and truly was
a
member of the fame of baseball. He's a famous baseball player.
Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens,
yeah,
Pete Rose, they all are the ultimate deterrent for everybody. Now, listen, I want that check. I don't care about the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of guys that won't. But if those guys can't get in, then, you know, I gotta, listen.
Those guys maybe keep a 35-year-old from doing it, John. I don't think it's going to keep anyone who's trying to get in baseball. Like, you're right. The check is too big. Who cares about the
Hall of Fame? The check is too big now. And
so I don't think it is a deterrent, frankly. I just think the check's too big. Like, I'd rather have the bag.
Well, it wasn't too big for the NBA guy, the brother of the Denver
Nuggets. Jontay Porter?
Yeah. It wasn't too big for him. I mean, how stupid is he? You know, and he still did it.
He should have thought of Pete Rose. He should have thought of Pete Rose.
You know this. You're done for life.
Well, he's done for life because he sucks.
Well, that too.
Michael Porter. I bet you Michael Porter would not have been done for life. It would have been a 1 year. I bet it would have been a 1 year ban.
Gambling and harming himself, and being harmful to your own team by missing shots or faking sickness or whatever.
Yeah, you're right. That was a really, really bad one.
Yeah,
one more.
NBA would make sure that never got out.
Possibly
that never would have got out.
Let's go to Michael. Michael, what's up, man?
Hello. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Lance and John, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes.
Okay, guys. I wanted to ask a question, and I'm not sure if you're aware about, I heard that Michael Kay, a Yankees broadcaster, will be calling today's game on NBC. I mean, on ABC.
Is he on the call? Michael Kay's on the ABC call?
I didn't hear that.
No, he's going to be calling the game on today's Astros game on ABC.
Wow. I did not know that.
Okay. I didn't know that either.
I thought that was very interesting how a Yankees broadcaster would be calling an Astros game.
Yeah. Well, let's see. ABC, Michael Kay, Todd Frazier, Tim Kirchen, and Aiden Gonzalez. That's right. You're right. Yeah, it is a little unusual, although we've seen it happen before. The Braves announcer, there are some local announcers that become national announcers. We saw that with the Braves a few years ago in the Astros, I believe. There was, or was it somebody from Washington? It was one of the team's team broadcaster became a national broadcaster as well during the postseason. It's a little unusual. I would say it'll be more unusual if Michael Kay is on the call between the Astros and the Yankees if they meet. But, I mean, you just assume he'll do his job. I mean,
is he doing the play by play?
Yeah, Michael Kay, Todd Frazier is going to be is the color commentator. Then Tim Kirchen and Aiden Gonzalez is the Spanish speaking.
Michael Kay, I don't love
Isn't
that.
Todd Frazier a former Yankee too?
Yeah, yep. Actually he is.
Yep. Wow, we got the Yankees doing
our broadcast. So all games will be wild card. Will be televised with ABC. It says Michael Kay, Todd Frazier, Tim Kirchen on local radio. The games will be aired on Robert Ford, Steve Sparks.
And what about on our air? We got the game today.
Yeah, we'll have the game. Oh, we should tell people if you are out and about and for whatever reason you can't get to a TV, we're going to have the game on here. We're going to broadcast every Astro playoff game.
But not on the stream, right?
No, not on the stream. You have to be listening. So if you're out and about, 97.5 is the place for Astros baseball in the playoffs.
How about that? That's great. Hold on, we got the game today. The national broadcast, the ESPN broadcast, right here on ESPN 97.5. And a great place to go watch the game is Damaris Barbecue. If you haven't been to both locations on Shepherd and on 610, they both have televisions, so you won't miss any of the action. But they got the bar over on 610. So if you're looking for a great place to go and get your barbaqueso on while you're watching the game, it's fantastic. Fantastic. All right. Break it at 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Dell, come back with All Systems Go, and I want to hear Joe Espada.
I thought we were pumping. Are we pumping it up at 9:30, 8:30?
9:30.
Okay.
9:30. But we still got to play. The 8 o'clock people haven't heard All Systems Go.
Well, the 7 o'clock people weren't very motivated by hearing it. We'll see if the 8 o'clock people are.
Let's see if the 8 o'clock people are next. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking about MyBookie right now. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. It's the place to go bet and win and get paid. You're looking for a great way to doubling your deposit. Right now, you can double your deposit up to a certain amount. Okay, they're not going to, I'm going to put in $7 million and you guys have to double it. No, they're not doing that. Okay, there's up to a certain amount. They are going to allow you to double whatever your deposit is. So that means you got more to play with. That means, I mean, and your local bookie, he ain't doing that. He just ain't, okay? Well, you lose whatever you lose, then you pay me. Pay me, my man. Well, at mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere. You got live in-game betting. You got casino gambling. You got all the different sports. You got the elections that you can gamble on. You got it's incredible, all the stuff, and easy to navigate as well. But you got to double your deposit. You get a free Thursday bet, and you got MyBookie Plus, where the more you play, the better, all kinds of stuff they're giving away. So there's all kinds of great advantages to go in one place, one time. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
Houston is all systems go! We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud.
Yeah, you know, if you really watch their game, they have matured a lot as a club. They're swinging their bats really well. You know, making fewer mistakes than you probably saw in a younger club early in the season. And they're playing with a lot of energy. And they, you know, they're playing good baseball, you know, so there is that emotional aspect of a team when they start believing in themselves, that's kind of what you see now, this Tigers team. So, you know, I'm expecting a pretty good series here. And, you know, we'll be ready for it.
Okay, did you just hear what he said?
What?
I'm expecting a pretty good series here. I hope they show up.
Yeah, it is. I didn't even think about it. But I didn't really think about the fact that most managers wouldn't. Well, he wasn't being disrespectful, but I could see where you would take it that way.
Yeah, that's how I would say it.
I think
it.
He was saying, hey,
They got a nice little club over there. Yeah, I mean, you know, for a team that, you know, they're okay, I guess.
Let me see.
I hope it'll be a good, you know, a decent series.
Stats.
That's what he said.
Team stats. Okay.
He pretty much said, I hope it'll be a competitive series.
Team batting. We're going to look at...
John, how many more games did the Astros win than the Tigers?
The Tigers and the Astros, did they win the same amount of games?
He's not going to like this game.
How many more games do you think they won? The Astros.
The Astros won two more games?
Correct.
How many more games against heads up did the Astros win?
I don't know how many.
Two.
So the difference between them is the series that the Astros won?
Both series.
Okay, John, where do the Astros, out of all 30 teams, where do the Astros rank in OPS? Where do the Tigers rank in OPS?
Of all the teams, OPS?
Yeah.
I would say the Astros rank, 12th?
Eight. Yeah, pretty good.
Tigers rank 24th.
24th, good. How about home? Where do the Astros rank at home OPS? Because that's where they are.
Home OPS?
Uh-huh.
The Astros rank in the league?
Yeah.
The Astros rank 12th.
Fourth.
Fourth?
Yeah. 770. Oh.
And on the road, what do the Tigers rank?
And on the road, what do the Tigers rank? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I'll tell you, yeah, 17. I actually have to. 18, 19th. They're 19th.
19th on the road.
Uh-huh. They're better. I mean, they're better on the road than it. No, actually, they're a 680. The Astros are 770 at home. The Tigers are a 680.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping, like Joe Espada, maybe I'm hoping we have a competitive series. That's all. They've got Riley Green. They've got Matt Vierling, Colt Keith, and that's about it offensively.
I mean, you can't really find anything offensively. I'm trying to look for, like, how did they do it? I'm looking for the secret sauce of how the Tigers got this many wins. From a hitting standpoint, and it is tough. It's not easy.
They've got one guy, Riley Green. He's got a 5.4 WAR. Then, I mean, Matt Vierling is 2.9, but they are really, really not good. This Fromber should, I'm telling you, Fromber against this lineup is actually a bigger advantage than Scooble against the Astros lineup.
Yeah, because Fromber and Scooble, there's not a huge difference there's a pretty substantial gap in the lineups.
Now, that said, we're waiting on Yordan, right?
Sure.
And hopefully he can actually walk.
What's your favorite stat for pitching? I do like strikeouts. I like strikeouts per walk is one that I like a lot. And Scooble's insanely good at that. You know, his number's almost 10-1. He is insane in that category. Detroit strikeout per walk, they're fourth in the league.
Yeah, but we just faced George Kirby, who has more starts than walks.
The Astros are 21st in the league. And the reason it's important to me is because you can get beat by a 3-run home run if you screw around and walk people. You know, like, it doesn't – you don't have to have a bad outing to give up 3 runs. You can give up 3 runs just like that. Just, you know, when your strikeout per walk ratio is not great. Detroit is fourth in the league, made a big jump. And the Astros are 21st in the league. So that's – you know, that's one of those where you try to find out, okay, how did we get to this point? How are we at the point where the Tigers have played such good baseball over the second half? And it's not that they're going to kill you with the hitting, but their pitching has been pretty good. You know, they've done a pretty nice job when you look at all the different when you look at the whip, Detroit is two in the league in whip. Seattle has a big lead over everybody, number one in the league. But Detroit is number two in the league in whip. The Astros are 14.
So, I think it's Dustin said, go look at the last month for the Tigers.
Oh, they've been really good. Oh, yeah. You mean from a hitting standpoint?
Yeah.
Well, they had to have hit a little bit better then. But Everybody you look at is in the 600s. Their OPSs are terrible. I mean, the lineup is not – the line. I have a hard time believing Fromber is going to struggle with this today. This game, this over-under you said was 6, that's going to be about right. First one to 3 runs is probably going to win.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at their scores over the last month. They scored 5-0, 4-4, 7-2, 4-6, 1-4. I mean, it's not like they're crushing it. I mean,
They're, you know, they're kind of like Astros 2015. Things need to work out well for them.
Against Colorado, they put up an 11 spot. Against Oakland, they put up a 9 spot. And, I mean, other than that, though, I mean, it's not like they're – Kansas City, they scored 7 in one of the games. And, I mean, who's scared? You scared? Joe Spada ain't scared. He said, they got a nice little team. I hope they come and show up, actually.
Yeah, this could be a decent series. Joe's like, it could be okay.
I guess. He said, I hope so.
There's a chance. I mean,
there's a chance this could be a series. We'll see. Who's on the line, Dell?
Nobody.
No one. Nope.
I'm looking at some tickets right now through the Astros website. And there are some good tickets at very reasonable playoff prices. Like, you're down in the lower bowl. You're down on the lower bowl near the action at $179 a ticket. I'm talking about near the action.
That's near face.
No, these are really there's sweet tickets available if you want to fly down.
As a matter of fact, you say that, a guy emailed all of us and he said, I got $179 tickets and I'll give them to you for $160 because I would have to, you know, make that charge on selling them, whatever. So you've got a chance.
There's 179 right now, John. Section 125.
That's great.
You're literally over the dugout. You're that section over the dugouts, 179 a ticket.
Well, because it's a 130 game.
Now, I'm sure you have all these fees, and it'll probably cost you about
$450 a ticket. If it was a 7 o'clock game, you know, Major League Baseball didn't screw the Astros all the time.
Is it only because
even better
of that,
for me.
Is there anything to do? Does that have anything to do with we've been here before? Wake us up when we get to a different...
Braves had the same thing happen,
Wake
John.
Us up
well,
when we get
Braves
to the
had afternoon games as well. People got to work.
I know, but I do think there is something to that. I do think that there is...
No, if it was a 7 o'clock game, those prices would be way up.
I don't know about way up. I think there is some of that. We've been here before. Tigers, big deal anyway.
Well, I'll tell you what would happen is there wouldn't be that many tickets available because people could actually go and not have to sell their tickets.
Did the Astros have issues, let's say, 4 years? Well, not 4 years. That was 2020. Did they have issues in 2029 or 2019? With
yeah, you
ticket
could
prices
get, no,
and
you
people
could get
showing
good,
up to games.
Yeah, you could get good tickets early in 21. I remember in 21, I got tickets. You could get them very reasonable in the early series. As it went on, every series that moved up, they got the hype train. All the women with the bedazzled shirts at the offices and the guys who just became Astros fans, like, they would get hyped up and start getting the big paychecks out to start, you know, hogging up those seats. But I think the first round you're going to find tickets are going to be very reasonable. Afternoon or evening, it would be reasonable. Yeah, you're right. Maybe I'm sure they would be better in the evening, but you can't take time off from your work if you're a longshoreman. You can.
The Astros averaged over 30,000. We're not complacent right now. We still averaged over 30,000 people a game. I mean, so no, that's not complacency, and it's the postseason. It's Major League Baseball screwing us again.
It's the Tigers. No. How many Astro fans can name Tigers besides AJ Hinch?
Well, Riley Green.
You said that name several times on this show.
And Scooble.
Because he's today's starting pitcher.
There's not one Tiger. If a Tiger literally was hitting on your wife or your girlfriend at a bar, you wouldn't even know it was a Tiger.
Is Joey Votto on their team now?
No, but he's Tarek Skubal is the new Votto.
But they have athletes, so of course they'd be hitting on your girl.
Yeah.
They're athletes.
Dell is so convinced that every athlete is coming after
not
your
every
girl.
Athlete.
You're trying to scare all of our listeners. Like, not, she's probably smashing right now with somebody in a bathroom at a Buc-ee's.
I never said that.
A third-string wide receiver.
You're going too far. No, the point is a third-string wide receiver would try. Not that your girl would
You're giving your girl to a wide receiver for an NIL now.
I'm not saying, no, your girl has all the say. I'm not saying we're giving women away. What I'm saying is, if your girl is attractive and in her early 30s to early 20s.
Just say prime. Go ahead. That's what you're basically leading towards.
I wouldn't say that.
She's not spoiled.
I wouldn't say that. What am I? She's not spoiled. No, because her prime would be older than that, according to all the doctors. But I'm saying, if your girl's attractive from early 20s to early 30s, some athlete has tried. That's all I'm saying. Not that she had any interest, but some athlete has tried. That's the way.
Golly, you really think that?
Of course. What are we talking about?
Sam!
I don't know if she's here.
She's got to be here.
Why are we?
Well, Jeremy, she hasn't seen any athletes. The only one, Jeremy Pena, she was dressed like a slob, remember?
Whoa.
That's what she said.
Whoa. She had... Yeah, she was dressed casually at like a young adults church thing, and Jeremy Pena got there with all of his bodyguards.
Yeah. If she dressed up, then maybe things would be different for her. Maybe she'd be dating Jeremy Pena right now. You don't know. All I know is this. We got a break, and we got to talk about Dream Rate. My man. 75%. 3 out of 4 people do it wrong. I did it wrong. I regret. Not knowing Kent Jones at DreamRate. If you're buying a home, you need a mortgage broker, and you need and it's a lot of cases, big companies are better. Well, not in this case, because you don't get the kind of service that Kent Jones is going to give you when you're talking about a big company. You're just a number at the other places. Okay, you really are. But Kent Jones is going to get to know you. Going to get to know all the things that he can take advantage of in a Freddie Mac or a Fannie Mae or an FHA or a VA loan, or he's going to get to know, and he knows the ins and outs. He's been doing it for over 30 years. Dude is the ultimate mortgage hookup. He is going to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. He is going to, I'm telling you, he's going to work his ass off for you. And he is going to – I mean, we've got testimony from clients of ours that we sent there that will tell you how hard he worked. And there is a difference. If you're looking to get a mortgage, there's one place that you have to call. Call my man Kent Jones, 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Ken Jones, NMLS number 356118. Equal housing lender.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
He's been amazing through the years. Remember when he got called up? He was, you know, he was good with a lot of talent, but a little hard to establish himself in the big leagues. And, you know, he has come a long way from that. And for me now, he's, you know, he's out there with the best pitchers in the big leagues. He's always going to give you a chance to win. He's been consistent through the years. And, you know, we are really happy that we have him on the mound tomorrow.
Talking about Fromber.
Braids or no? I think we're back to braids for the playoffs. He went back to braids in the last couple games.
I don't know. I haven't. He didn't ask. He didn't check with me.
But he was braids by the end of the year.
Yeah, but you never know. He might come.
Nah, he'll stick with braids. He'll finish. He'll. Yeah, I would almost guarantee he's braids.
I did. I see. You care. You cared about CJ's hair. You care about Fromber's hair.
Fromber cares about his hair. He went. He added braids before an All-Star game. And then they went to the World Series. Then he thought his braids weren't working, so he went no braids. Then he came back to braids.
Right.
And obviously it matters to him, and I just want him to look good, feel good.
Well,
I mean, no, look
it
good.
Obviously matters to you.
Look good, feel good, pitch good. Team's going to play well.
We got to draw a line as far as making some differences between braids and extensions. What Fromber got is extensions.
Yeah, Fromber added hair that
he
wasn't
added
there.
Hair, yes.
CJ just had a hairstyle. Fromber literally can plus or minus hair whenever he wants. He gets them just sewed in, and he gets his extension sewed in, and he's ready to roll. So we'll see. I mean, I think he's going to be an extension guy today. Here are your numbers. If you missed it yesterday, John went over this. Tarek Skubal, who is going to win the Cy Young Award he was the Triple Crown winner, wins 18 ERAs, like 2.34, and then, of course, your strikeouts. He was the league strikeout leader. He's taking on the Astros. He is pretty, pretty, pretty good. Against Skubal lifetime, Jose Altuve leads the team. He's 4 of 11 with a home run, 1 RBI, 3 strikeouts and 11 at-bats. Yordan Alvarez is 2 for 10. He has 1 RBI, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. So that's not... I wouldn't say that's ideal.
We have a relative update on Yordan. The Astros are waiting to see how he feels after baseball activity today before they make a decision.
But he went hit yesterday.
After baseball activity yesterday. They're going to see how he feels this morning.
Are we going to break that on we'll break it at 9:50. Keep it right here at 9:50. We'll have all that for
well,
you.
Well, maybe we don't know till 10 o'clock when my show starts.
Alex Bregman, 3 of 9. No home runs,
pretty
2
sure
strikeouts.
I did this yesterday.
Yeah, you did, but unless people were listening at that, you mean there's a chance that people weren't listening to that 2.5-minute segment you did?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I'm going back over it. Listen, they've struck out 14 times in 67 at-bats, walked 4 times. Only 3 home runs allowed in 67 at-bats. The guys who have gotten them, Jeremy Pena, Mauricio Dubon, and Jose Altuve. If you are... Well, 2 of them are little. One of them has the arms of a professional wrestler in Jeremy Pena. But Jeremy Pena's hit him the best 3 out of 7.
Well, good. We need Jeremy to have a series. It's postseason time. It's time for Jeremy.
It's kind of when Jeremy really steps up and shows up.
Wild card MVP.
Who's your?
Do they have an MVP?
Who's your pick to click? No.
My pick to click.
Mine's Yiner.
Oh, that's nice.
I like
that's
Yiner.
Nice. Mine is Fromber.
Okay.
Fromber's good. My pick to click
today.
Is Fromber
today. I'm talking about for the series.
Oh, the series. As far as offensively, my pick to click is Kyle Tucker.
Ooh, Kyle Tucker, who has only 5 career at-bats against him. He's 0 for 5 with a strikeout.
That's good. He's due.
Kyle Tucker showing up in the postseason is going to be sweet.
Yep. Kyle Tucker, well, let's not act
Kyle Tucker damn near had 1,000 OPS this year. He just happened to miss, you know, most of the year with a bone bruise slash fracture.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. 9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. 9:30, we're going to pump it up, and you people better be ready for it, too.
Ooh, I like your Kyle Tucker. At home, Kyle Tucker's got an 1151 OPS this year. 15 bombs, 31 RBIs. It is a little weird to only have 31 RBIs with 15 bombs, but, Kyle Tucker at home.
Yeah,
at home, he balls
weird,
out.
That is a little weird.
37 walks for Kyle Tucker at home also.
I love that.
To just 20 strikeouts. I like that one.
Kyle Tucker. And if it's not today, Kyle Tucker is going to play a big role tomorrow and Thursday.
Sure.
or just tomorrow, whatever. Kyle Tucker is going to play a role because he is. He's on it right now.
If the Astros lose, will you shave your head? The series?
Why would he? Is he making that bet?
There's no bet. I was just asking if he would.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Okay. I'm not. And I'm not going to eat dog poo. And I'm not going to.
Like all these other random people.
Well, they didn't eat it either. If the Astros.
No, they just deactivated all their
accounts. If the Astros' greatest season ever ends in the wild card round, will you apologize?
I'm not going to apologize for anything.
That's not a surprise.
No accountability. You know who he reminds me of? 78.
Do you have a 78 on your back?
No. I still believe that this is the greatest season ever.
Even if they lose in a wild card round?
It doesn't matter to me. It's just the greatest season ever.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The way where they came from, did any other team ever start 7-19 and make the postseason? No.
False start. Number 78 offense. Okay. 5-yard penalty. Repeat second down.
Dale's doing a silent stab right now, waiting for you to jump off sides and then show no accountability. Well, maybe if we get our communication right, I won't have to jump off sides all the time.
Yeah, there's no communication. There's no communication on this show, and I am going to blame this show for it, okay?
You see that? Look, Dell's right now. He's trying to get you. You just jump. You see him in the
Laramie, not again.
Time for me right now to talk about a new sponsor. It's called Game Day Men's Health. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Listen, it's different. It's just different. There's a bunch of testosterone places out there. Do they have their own labs in-house right now? You go there. How about a free consultation, and in 45 minutes you find out whether or not you're a candidate for testosterone replacement or addition. A simple blood test. You're going to receive your results in just maybe 15 minutes. That's how quick it is. The whole process will take you about 45 or so. You're going to meet an expert clinic director specializing in testosterone, hormone optimization, sexual health, erectile dysfunction. But they're different in that they have a long-term solution to erectile dysfunction as opposed to just throwing pills your way. They're different in that they have all kinds of great weight loss and vitamin therapy. They're different in that you don't have to show up. They will mail you your testosterone shot. You do not have to go to the clinic. You have to go the first time, but you don't have to go after that. Every couple months, they want to test your blood. So that's as often as you have to show up. The other ones want you there all the time and charge you for every visit. They don't do it that way at GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Game Day is different. There's 5 locations right now. Go to GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Find the location nearest you. But there will be 15. By the time this is all said and done, there will be locations all over the city. Start now. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.